Over a long holiday weekend that focused a lot on highs and lows on the football field, there was some tragic news off of it. An Ohio State football player who disappeared just days before a game against the team's biggest rival was found dead from an apparent suicide. Ohio Public Radio's Andy Chow has the story.
Friends say nothing seemed out of the ordinary last Tuesday when they last saw Costa Cara George, a 22-year-old senior who joined the Buckeyes as a walk-on in August. But early the next morning, Cara George said he was going for a walk and never returned. His disappearance sparked a search involving teammates, police, students, and other Columbus residents. His picture was even projected on the Jumbotron during the Buckeyes game against arch-rival Michigan on Saturday. It wasn't until the next day when a woman and her son found Cara George's body inside a dumpster close to his apartment. Columbus police say alongside his body was a handgun, and it appears Cara George took his own life. News that stuns teammates like Taylor Decker.
You just kind of wake up and, you know, hope it was all like a nightmare just for somebody that, you know, you've been with every day, you know, for months and months. It's sad.
Decker says Cara George was a positive, well-liked person with a passion for competition. He and junior linebacker Joshua Perry say they never noticed any warning signs.
He was a funny guy. He was really lighthearted. He was goofy. He always had a smile on his face. So, to hear news like that, it was really tragic.
Before joining the team, Cara George was a heavyweight wrestler at OSU. While he never played a down on Saturdays, his coaches say he worked hard, helping the starters prepare for games. Susan Cara George says her son sent a text message shortly before he went missing, saying that concussions had messed up his head. The AP reports that his sister Sophia says he suffered a concussion as recently as last month. Ohio State's football coach Urban Meyer won't say whether Cara George was being treated for concussions, but he does commend team doctors.
This is the best group of medical people I've ever been around, and I don't know what that, and the way they handle their business and the attention to detail.
The death is weighing on players here as they prepare for the Big Ten championship game on Saturday. But Decker says they're a close-knit team that has perspective.
You know, we're trained to play football, and this is so much more than that. You know, football's just a game. You know, people blow it out of proportion and make it a lot bigger than it is. You know, we just have to go and go back to each other. Lean on each other for strength.
Ohio State senior Colleen Miracle says Cara George's death could serve as a wake-up call for students here.
Be aware of your feelings and those around you, and even people you might not talk to that much, and just try to utilize the resources on campus.
Police are still investigating Cara George's death before officially ruling it a suicide. Because of the text that mentioned concussions, County Coroner Anahi Ortiz says Cara George's brain will be examined by a neuropathologist to search for any signs of traumatic brain injury. For NPR News, I'm Andy Chow in Columbus.